This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now,
Monday, of course, we are back
to Hug It Out Monday.
We'll be joined by Tom Brady.
Hillman.
Good to see you, buddy.
The hard questions will be coming on Monday for Tom
Brady.
They
will?
That's the question of the century.
The hard questions.
Yes, we are trying to entertain people.
You're trying to entertain.
He spelled softball wrong.
Obviously, you want to know how he feels with regard to this contract.
Brady throwing a little bit of a tantrum.
You want to know what his intentions are at the end of the season.
I got 1 year to go, and we'll see what happens.
I suppose you're going to ask him about franchise tag perspective, why that was so important.
It is what it is.
A simple one, why do you hate Jarrett Stidham?
Jarrett Stidham.
Please, God, one more season at Tommy and Bill Belichick.
Tommy, you've seen a lot of guys over the years.
Tommy.
And now.
I'll give you a solid eight.
Solid eight.
Oh, wow.
Week two, solid eight.
Cultural change is hard.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and
tomorrow.
Safe, guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
What is Greg Hill talking about?
He didn't understand angry Lou humor. Speak Godsmack, he understands it.
What is Grandpa Walton upset that we had Godsmack? We had Sully on the show the other day.
Close to 100 years old as I am.
Danielle Murr.
Oh, a boob. Are you five?
Well, no, you're a man. I mean, it's a...
No, you're not a man, you're a boy. I mean, you're a child.
B-O-B, boob.
Breastfeed me, queen. Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Fitzy has totally turned on Brady this morning. This is unbelievable.
I'm not turning on Brady.
Stabbed
I'm
him in the back right before the Monday interview.
I'm just... Go ahead, play it. Go ahead. He wants more money. I think Nick is looking for more money to be a part of this show.
He wants Fitzy money.
Oh, so he's going to have to pay to be here?
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
The real KNC booth in there, Statler and Waldorf.
That was great! Fantastic!
Yeah, didn't like it.
Sosie's a good 15, 16 inches shorter than Zoe.
Nick, last season, Sosie was breastfeeding with the
wife. Stop it. All right.
Now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
How could it happen? Where the f*** are they
on? On Sports Radio.
Jesus Christ,
you knew they were going to do it.
WEEI.
Nick said this morning that the Globe had a story that the breast milk market is exploding.
That's right. A story yesterday on the Boston Globe. Just log on a Sunday, try to see what's going on. Everybody wants it. The thriving breast milk market.
Who's buying it?
And
Bob Sosie was on the cover of it.
Who's buying it? Is it like bodybuilders or like what? Like who?
People believe this is the secret to eternal life. Like, don't go to TB12. Don't go to an Ozzy Osbourne concert. Just buy someone else's breast milk. I can't believe people breastfeed their kids past the age of two. Grandmothers will tell you back in the day, oh, I used to be a wet nurse.
Well, this is about adults that are buying it, correct?
Yes. For their own health. Danielle, you said bodybuilders, right?
Bodybuilders do it. A lot of people are on the, like you said, Greg, the youth train. Like, yeah. They think that it's going to give them some kind of benefits, almost like an HGH type thing.
Can you put it in a frap? Like,
sure.
Like what form is it? Does it have to be
smoothie, ice cream, ice cubes, whatever you want. Yeah. Freeze it in ice cube trays and then put that in your smoothie.
This is Bish. Bish, what are you calling about?
Well, I just wanted to say it's just a little bit of a coincidence with the Jeffrey Epstein case, how the TV kind of conveniently got shut off and didn't work in the time of his death.
The TV?
I used to work in a correction.
What are you talking about?
You mean the cameras, Bish?
You mean the cameras?
Yeah, the camera conveniently, it's been reported that the TV conveniently didn't work in the time of his death, that it was shut off. I've worked in a prison facility on suicide watch, and that camera was on 24/7 at every time, at any time. And it's just convenient how it was shut off and the guards don't have any question for it.
Well, there's one of the pieces in the Post, in New York Post, about this is had referenced an insider talking about that. The cameras in that correctional facility in Manhattan aren't actually trained on the cells. They only capture the areas outside of that. And he wasn't on suicide watch technically at the time of his alleged suicide. So,
I mean, you're not going to, it's going to be like, you know, what's the biggest conspiracy theory? The long JFK or like the grassy knoll or the lunar landing.
Yeah.
I mean, the flat earth. I mean, I don't think you'll ever
9/11.
You'll never find out what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. Never. You'll never find out what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. What was your lead this morning, Danielle? It was about a birthday party you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, the mom who's being criticized for demanding $82 a person for her 14-year-old son's go-kart-themed birthday party.
Where is this?
It's in the UK. And the information surfaced on one of those like mom websites. And a woman whose child had been invited to the party, her kids knew at school. So she's like, I really want to send him to this so he can make friends. But after she initially said, yeah, my son would love to go to this, the mom hosting the party sent her a series of follow-up texts over the next week or so, basically saying that she would be expected to pay $82 per person to go to the party, not just for the kid. Any adults that were going to be chaperoning their own kids and bringing them, they would have to pay also. It would cover $59 for the go-kart session and then like $23
for the food.
$23 for transportation to and from the go-kart place. The mother asked people to pack picnic lunches for their kids and also bring enough for her kid, the birthday boy. So food wasn't even included.
What about presents? Like if you're paying to go to a kid's birthday party, are you obligated to give a gift?
She requested Amazon gift cards so the kid could pick out his own gift, which that I don't really have a problem with because sometimes it's tough to figure out what to give a kid, but people are flipping out about this, saying, you know, if she wants to host this birthday party in this way and she's inviting people, she should be footing the bill.
I'm sorry. I am right in the heart of this because I got a 6-year-old and every third weekend I go to a Goldfish lukewarm pizza birthday cake and juice box parade at some place that needs to be Purell'd afterwards. and it's hell. And it's absolute hell. But to throw a party, have a cover charge, and then tell people, like, what kind of gift to bring?
Yeah.
You have got to be Antonio Brown insane to do that.
Well, I mean, aren't you people are spending more and more on their kids' birthday parties now than ever before.
Because
right?
of Instagram. Everyone has to outdo each
that's
other
why
with
it
the
is.
Photo. Yes!
Because
look at the cool thing that we had for Johnny's 5th birthday. We're so blessed you all came out. And then there's 50 photos of the bounce house, the custom cupcakes, the bunting banner thing with the kid's name. And
there's at least an Avenger, if not multiple Avengers, at the party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all hug, like it's the one time the family hugs and they all shove each other away. And it's a miserable affair. But again, you're supposed to lay out for this. You don't ask other people to lay out for your kid's dream. And Greg, you said this is a great time to say like, oh, that's okay. We don't need any gifts. Thank you. If you're going to do this and come help us pay for it, please. Amazon gift cards, blank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, are there parents listening that this is a more common thing now? Is that you're being asked to pay, basically support a kid's birthday party that you're going to?
I mean, my eyes are open to this. My daughter's only 2. I'm not yet into the full-fledged, you know, Fitzy realm of 5 and 6-year-olds. But what do you spend on these? My sister-in-law was with a guy who had a kid from a previous marriage, $20,000, literally on a
what?
Now, he's rich. He owns 10 Tim Hortons, okay? But
that's why your sister-in-law was with him?
Yeah,
that's
pretty much. But they had, like, all these characters that were, like, Peppa Pig was there.
Did he own 10 Tim Hortons around here? Or
no,
was
in Montreal.
Oh, he's a Canadian man.
Yeah, Canadian guy, yeah.
Were all the kids speaking in a British accent after Peppa left?
Yes.
Peppa?
They actually had video games in there. Now, this is the exception to the rule. But I'm like, now the pressure's on. So what do we do for our daughter, you know? So, I mean, do you spend $500, $1,000?
At
that point, you start to charge.
That's insane. He spent $20,000 on the kid. And how old was the kid?
3. She had her name in lights when he came in.
Was it
Well, I mean,
what's
people
our Sweet
spend,
16 going to look yeah, like?
Well, don't they do, they? I mean, there's been overspending on the Sweet 16 parties.
Oh, the Sweet 16s and the quinceañeras are always like very lavish to-dos.
Yeah.
When are we going to finally have one on like a Richard Branson Virgin SpaceX ship or something? Like, we're going to have quinceañeras in outer space.
That would be Kylie Jenner's kids.
Spending $20,000 on a three-year-old's birthday party. Your selective memory hasn't even kicked in yet. What are they doing?
I got hot dogs that my old man made on the grill and like pin the tail on the donkey and a cake from Shaw's. And right. That was it. That was about
I got
it.
An Audi when I turned three.
I'm sure your father is still paying for your birthday parties, Curtis. Yep.
The average suburban family that probably can't even afford this, Greg, has to rent out a space and then the cake and then all the other goodies you have to get. You're looking at between bare min, $400 to $600 for a family to do a 1.5 hour party at like a launch or Bounce on Me or This Place Sucks or whatever other place.
Because it's the pressure from the parties that other parents have put on. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes.
I mean, your kids' expectations in life are going to be completely out of, anywhere near normal if you're spending $20,000 on a birthday party for them when they're three.
I mean, I feel like the bouncy house is now standard. Like, you have to have it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's $300-$500, whatever.
But that's like a considerable irrational fear risk. Like, those things fly off into the stratosphere.
Aren't you an awful father or mother if you spend $20,000 on a three-year-old's birthday party? Like, doesn't that show that you have way too much guilt about how you live your life that you're doing that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and these bouncy houses now come with little blue tents for the concussion protocol afterward. People are seriously bounce house averse now. Like, you growing up, like you said, you had some hot dogs. We had bounce house. Right. My dad would, let me light his cigarette and I could deal his card game at my fifth birthday party. It was 1979. That was a different time. People legitimately will not let their kids go on moonwalks and bouncy houses anymore because of concussion fears.
Here's a 603 text. My teenage daughter works for a party princess company and attends events as a princess and makes really good money. I blame Instagram.
They make a ton of money. I have two friends that have been doing the princess thing for parties for at least the last 10 years, and they clean up.
Well, that's kind of like, is the old man hiring them? Like, that's kind of creepy, I feel like.
How much extra to have you stay after the party and role play Elsa?
You know who could make a ton of money would be Curtis. Around the holidays, he could go as the ghost of Christmas past.
I was going to say Ebenezer Scrooge. Yeah,
he'd make a ton of money.
I love it.
Ew.
I don't know. I guess anything in the name of providing your child with an extraordinary upbringing, it doesn't matter how much it costs, but that seems
it does not seem
right to charge a kid $82 who's coming to your kid's birthday party. That does not seem right. There's people who also want you to pay for attend their wedding, right? That's another thing we talked about.
Yes.
On the old show.
You're getting a gift. Relax.
Yeah.
I'm not going over and above with fees.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad enough, like, your standard cable package or any other thing you subscribe to has these weird fees that you don't know anything where they go to. Now it's like, so if you guys are going to come to the wedding, just know that if you're staying Friday, so we're going to need $70 from everybody just to cover, like, the gratuity for this. You're hosting the wedding. Stop it. If it's over budget for you, come down on the price.
This is Brian from Fitchburg. What's going on, Brian?
Hi, kid.
Hi, kid.
Hey, Danielle, so far, how do you like the new Slipknot?
Love it. Have listened to it on repeat for several days now, and it's been fantastic.
Before I get to my comment, I was listening to Narrow 40 on Friday and found myself driving at about 95 miles an hour up Maine. So,
you got to watch out for that.
Hey, Greg. Fitzy just commented on the Bounce on Me. I believe that was the name of the birthday parties at the Neverland Ranch.
Oh, no.
Too soon.
Ew.
Is it too soon? Because of the documentary, is it too soon?
Just in general, it's too soon. It'll always be too soon. The more accurate, like, roundabout reference for that would have been, that's the nickname for my sex chair.
Yeah. Nick, you were asking about whether we're going to get some kind of a feature film on the Epstein story. I think it's more likely that we get a documentary. In fact, I think... did I read that they're doing an R. Kelly-like documentary on Jeffrey Epstein right now.
Oh.
I think, look that up. I think I read that, which will be, I mean, it'll be disturbing.
Lifetime is putting that together right now.
Lifetime's putting it together right now.
Lifetime plots Jeffrey Epstein docuseries Surviving R. Kelly will be the follow-up.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
So this is Sid. Hello, Sid.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Sid?
How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, great. And hey, I just wanted to call and let you know, man, I had my daughter's sweet 16 party at the local VFW, man. It was awesome.
That's outrageous.
Was Nick playing there that night?
I am seated. I had a great time.
Lenny Clark was headlining.
Was it potluck? I mean, imagine if you had the audacity to suggest that somebody bring food to your kid's birthday party in this day and age as opposed to have it catered.
I've seen it happen many times and people are shamed for it.
By a Michelin star chef or something. Hello, Mark, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, I just want to throw my 2 cents in there. I was invited to my friend's daughter's wedding. And my wife and I went on their gift registry, and I was thinking, you know, pots, pans, some dishes. And the options were to contribute to a down payment on their house, contribute to their honeymoon overseas, or another one was contribute to his and her cooking classes.
I don't have a problem with that because it's basically the same thing as a cash gift. They're just giving you a medium by which to donate. And these days, people are getting married later and they're living on their own longer. Nobody buys china. And does anybody actually use china anymore? Nobody buys that stuff. They don't need it. So I'd rather just be like, hey, if you want to give us a gift, just give us cash. We'll put it toward our house purchase. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, but I think the rule of thumb, that's usually the rule of thumb. But I think, you know, I'm not that old. I got married in my mid-20s, mm-hmm. and my friend's daughter is about the same age. I'm just, when did it cross over from just throwing down an envelope full of cash to, hey, you know, finance my freaking luxury vacation? when did that come into play? I just turned 40.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess I live a sheltered life, I guess, because apparently I didn't register for all the right things.
Have you used that fondue set yet?
Fondue, don't knock fondue. Never have, never will. Yeah. What about, have you attended a wildly expensive kid's birthday party yet?
You know what's funny is my oldest son is going to be 11, and he hasn't had a birthday party. The most I'll allow him to do, and again, it kind of sucks because he's born in the winter, but we'll have family and a couple friends over. We do games and a cake, and I usually tell family the kid doesn't need anything because he's very fortunate that my wife and I have, you know, decent jobs where we don't struggle. My younger son, the go-to has always been the bounce house, and typically if you stake them in properly, they won't blow away into the atmosphere.
Yes, typically, yes.
Yeah, I know there's plenty of YouTube videos where you see the chaos happening, but... No, like Fitzy was saying, usually the average kid party is anywhere from $300 to $500, and that's like the bare minimum. Usually we do the crazy little gift bags for the kids to go home with some candy and stickers, but you know, spend a couple $1,000 on a party, and you know, they got these video game trucks now where they come to you, and you can have the pizza trailer come to you, and. I don't know. I guess I'm a little tighter on my wallet than most people.
Well, you're frugal. Don't worry about it. The kid's party should not be more expensive than a party you're having as an adult for your friends.
My most memorable birthday party, you get a Carvel cake growing up, Greg. Yeah, that's all you need. You watch RoboCop on VHS, you eat some popcorn, and you get a Carvel cake. That's it.
You get a sleepover. Yeah, everybody sleeps over, and your old man makes... pancakes for everybody in the morning.
Birthday was my mother finally consented to let me have it at McDonald's. I was psyched. Everyone got Happy Meals. We were thrilled.
This is a 978 text from somebody who works at a brewery on the North Shore, and now parents are all having their birthday parties at the brewery.
Well,
which is probably for the parents.
Crowdsource parent. They expect the brewmasters and the assistant brewmasters to watch your kids, and mom and dad double IPA it and get cranked in the corner.
You see what happens at Chuck E. Cheese when they serve beer. Don't expect that they're going to class it up at night shift or Lord Hobo.
There's a brawl, an absolute brawl. All right. Well, it's Patriots Monday. Tom Brady was on this show earlier this morning, and if you missed that, you can get it on the website, correct, guys?
It's up there, WEEI.com.
WEEI.com. Coming up, we're going to check in with Dale and Keith. They're at Foxborough, and they're going to have James White on the show today. And then, of course, Bill Belichick will be on this afternoon with OMF.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Only two chances left to check out the future of the Patriots at quarterback Jarrett Stidham and Tom Brady. He'll be there too. Today and tomorrow at Gillette, then they are on to Tennessee for joint practices with the Titans. That's Wednesday, Thursday. Preseason game number 2 Saturday night at 7 p.m. I love this free parking at Gillette idea. Do you think this is going to be like sold out in seconds?
You have to
sign up ahead of time.
What's the deal with it? It's one lot, right? Is that what it is?
I don't know how big it is. It's behind lots 10 and 11, and it's delayed release, so you have to wait 75 minutes after the game to leave.
Can you leave early asking for a friend? Well, I mean, so you have to wait to leave. But then you get free parking. But
you get free parking.
Yeah.
Maybe they let you pay the $60 if you need to leave before the allotted time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds brilliant to me.
That's what I was going to say. How many people are going to pull a Wahlberg and be like, my kid's sick. I have to leave.
I have to get out of here. I think it's cool. I mean, they're the only NFL team to offer any kind of free parking whatsoever, right?
Correct. Yep, that's true. Red Sox had an interesting weekend. Well, it was a tough weekend. They lost both to the Angels, blown out 12-4 Saturday. Lost another one on Sunday, 5-4 in 10 innings, blew a lead. Andrew Kashner, this was the big trade deadline acquisition, you know, before the trade deadline from Dave Dombrowski. 6 starts, 1-5 in his 6 starts. He didn't make it out of the second. He walked 5. Here was a little bit of Kashner trying to explain the way things
are. Not executing. Kind of cutting my fastball right now, but I had a good bullpen this past week and didn't translate today. I think my stuff's really good. I'm just not getting ahead and not making pitches when I need to.
Stuff is good, but he walked 5 in under 2 innings. First Red Sox to do that since Daniel Bard in 2012, which was his last start of his Red Sox career. They're 8 games back in the loss column with 42 to play. 7:10, the first pitch tonight on the Shaws. Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network, Erod on the mound, Joe Castiglione and Mario Impemba in Cleveland. It's the Gray Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Should we read anything into the timing when it comes to selling the house?
I certainly hope not. You shouldn't read into anything. I mean, I think it takes a long time to sell a house. I don't know if you guys, my house is a little bit of an expensive one, so it doesn't quite, fly off the shelf in a couple weeks.
I guess if you're somebody who thinks Tom Brady is upset and doesn't feel appreciated, then you're going to read into the that he offered as opposed to an absolutely not, correct?
With 8 seconds of dead air around the
Is it 8 seconds?
That's a long time.
Let me isolate.
Yeah, let's figure out how long it is.
No, it's only 3. Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
Fake news, Laird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 3 is the new 8. Please, yeah. Tom sounds very comfortable. Greg, he sounded completely comfortable, not just throughout the whole interview, but with the understanding that it's going to take a long time for a $40 million house to move. Like he said, that just doesn't fly off the shelf. You don't just impulse buy a $40 million house.
Greg does.
He doesn't. Yeah. He did, but he didn't. I mean, listen, he's not. He doesn't say, I'm selling the house because of this. I mean, he says that there's a lot going on. There's other things that are happening. There's other things that factor into it. So, I mean, I think the house is on the market because it is possible that he's not going to be here after this year. I mean, isn't
that anything?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, isn't that really what it is?
he even the way he says you shouldn't read into anything. Listen to the tone of that.
Shouldn't read into anything.
I mean, he doesn't say you should read into anything.
That was atonal as can be. There was no tone in there.
The distinct tone.
Shouldn't read into anything.
We are losing our minds.
Serious. Thank you, Curtis.
I think it's troll timing because
he is in scramble mode.
They very easily could have held off on that on making that listing active for a week. They very easily could have. They very easily also could have listed it the week before. So I think it's just. I don't know. I'd love to delve into it and just be like, oh, it's laden with possibilities. But, I do believe that, yeah, it's going to take a while. Even though it's a niche market and, you know, yes, there are some people that are looking for houses in that price range and there aren't a ton available, it's still a $40 million house.
And also, why would you list it like that? Don't you privately just call other brokers before a house like that? Nobody's going to pick up the Globe and say, oh, $40 million place in Brookline. I'll buy that today.
No, they're not looking in the Globe. Like, people aren't reading. No, but they're, I mean, you have to list a home.
But before you get to that point, don't you just call other rich people?
No, you don't call. What do you think? They have like they're on a text chain with like all the rich people are on a text chain when they're selling one of their houses?
Well, you know, you're on a text chain like that, right, Greg?
This isn't like the Skulls at Yale or some sort of like private rich person's club where you're just like, yes, we'll just put it on the super rich person housing network. I mean, it's an MLS listing.
It has to be. You have to list it and you have to find people. I mean, there's people who are, there's going to be some, Amazon VP who's going to move into the new Amazon headquarters, over in the seaport that's going to want to buy an expensive place like that. I mean, they have to know that it's available.
Right, but I'm sure he hires a broker who calls other rich brokers and can probably find out about deals before they reach the market. That's what I thought this would have been.
Yes.
Here's a text that says, this is what I love about sports radio. You are dissecting an
Yes.
That's what this is.
Because it's laden with possibility.
That was my fear about coming over here, was that we were going to be dissecting ums from Tom Brady. But he didn't play the whole thing, Ken, from the start, from the question and the fact that he says as opposed to just saying absolutely not. You don't read anything into that.
What's up, Tom?
No, you got to hear the whole entire thing.
Stiff arm Wiggy today, big time.
I know. When is Wiggy back? Nick? Oh, shoot. Nick's here.
She's right here, guys.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Earmuffs, Nick.
Sorry.
You think Wiggy was going to ask Tom what his greatest passes were?
No.
And if he did, he's not going to be like, what about the one to me at the end of the Super Bowl?
No. Never.
Sorry, here it is.
Should we read anything into the timing when it comes to selling the house?
I'm at it. I certainly hope not. You shouldn't read into anything.
Wait, 8 seconds.
Well, now that I hear it again,
I call it chicanery, Greg.
That's not the way it was.
I call it chicanery. There's something afoot.
That's not the way it was. That's not the way it went.
He's got to be measured in this response, though, because he knows. Look, he's pretty good on optics. And he knows that putting the house up for sale within 24 hours of the contract negotiations, or rather what the contract really came to be, is going to be a little, shall we say, suspect. So he's not going to just jump out and say something that he can get roasted over immediately. He's going to be measured in his response.
But did he do that on purpose to troll Bill Belichick or to troll the organization?
It is what it is in that interview last week was 100%. A friendly shot across the bow of the coach. I firmly believe that.
And is putting the house on the market the same thing?
Not so much. I think it's for his own comfort. I think he really just wants to know he's in charge of this year. And after that, I'm not going to let a house keep me here. I'm not going to let previous accomplishments keep me here. If I don't need to be, I'll go wherever I need to go. This is all about right now.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why you'd put it on now if you didn't want the distraction of it. It has to be to put a message out there. There's no other real benefit I see. He doesn't care. He's not losing money on this proposition. It's not like he needs the cash liquid from the house as soon as possible. It absolutely has an element to it where he wanted to send a message to the team that he's not bound to Boston by any means.
Okay, so let's say, Greg, instead he got the 3 or 4 year deal he wanted and he was secured with big guaranteed money to 45.
Yes.
Does the house go on the market?
No.
No? It doesn't?
No way.
No?
According to Greg Bedard, who has never been wrong except for all the times he's been wrong, he said that Tom Brady threw a tantrum in response to this negotiation.
That's nonsense. Wait, do you buy that he threw a tantrum?
This is essentially Brady sort of throwing a little bit of a tantrum. He said, fine, then I don't want to be franchised and I don't want to be traded before then. You're going to agree to that, and then we'll see. And so Tom threw a little bit of a tantrum. The Patriots are surprised he went that far, but Tom does this from time to time.
Rampant speculation. I mean, my God. Can't you get arrested for that?
Fitzy, it's irresponsible.
It is. Thank you.
Isn't it irresponsible?
Thank you.
It is irresponsible.
And he hasn't reported that anywhere. He has his whole website, and he hasn't reported that Tom Brady threw a tantrum. He goes on Fox Sports Radio on a Saturday morning, and is like, what can I say that'll get me some clicks today? And he just says he got a tantrum.
Have we tried playing that backwards to see if there's some kind of a hidden message in there about selling the house and about how he can't stand Bill Belichick?
Paul is dead. I am leaving next year. We dissected an today. That's the best thing.
Here's a 508 text that says, this is called, I don't know about this, this is called a pocket listing where high-end brokers already have high-end buyers in their pocket that are ready to buy.
Yeah, but don't they usually not make the listing active, though, on things like any of the, you know, Redfin, Zillow, et cetera? Because I know a lot of real estate brokers who would be like, you know, I have this private listing, and they'll reach out to a couple of people, and it never go, like, the MLS listing is there, but it's never actually fired on being a public listing, like, for sale. It just says off market.
It went on the market, then it went right to off market immediately afterwards, like within 2 hours.
On Zillow, Coldwell Banker still had an active for sale listing. Mm.
What's the commission on that? It's got to be, 5% of $39 million.
A bajillion.
You could probably negotiate them down. Yeah. The broker would probably take 2.5% or something like that. But it's still a couple million bucks, right? Or no, I guess it's not. Well,
if you get 4% of a $39.5 million sale, that's going to be like $1.8 million.
Yeah, $1.6 million commission at 4%
not
from
bad.
The sale.
Mm-hmm. Not bad. Here's a text that says, Tom Brady's house, this is a 781 text. Tom Brady's house is on the market for the same reason every house is on the market. The wife wants to move. Mm-hmm. End of story. Bottom line, has nothing to do with whether or not he is going to be here after this season or not.
You think she's gone to Abe and Louie's enough? She's good?
She wants to. It might be about the school. I mean, somebody brought up last week that's about the schools for the kids, and Greenwich is nice in the fall. I mean, Greenwich is very nice in the fall.
Okay. Shouldn't read in anything.
The foliage is nice down there.
So suddenly, our schools aren't smart enough for you, Tom?
Yeah.
Sorry, G.
All right. 617-779-7937 is the number. If you want to call, you can text 37937. It's Patriots Monday. We're going to head down to Foxborough and check in with Dale. I think Rich is off today. Is that right?
Yes, Rich is out.
All right. And see, I'm the only person who doesn't take vacations around here. I'm working right through the fall here.
Oh, this is hysterical.
What, Curtis, you're gone next week?
I'm going to the rest of this week after today. I came back for today.
Today, and that's it?
That's it.
Who's sitting in your seat? Is it going to be Stanley Stiz Grimey while you're gone?
I believe,
discussion about that. Yep, Stiz is here. We're going to bring Lucy in as well
help
out. We can put her where you'd like.
All right, excellent. Well, we'll check in with Dale from Gillette.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Let's head down to training camp and say happy Patriots Monday to Dale Arnold. Who
tipped you off?
What do you mean?
Well, I was listening to you from 6 o'clock on.
Suddenly at like 8:45, you went, oh, wait a minute. There's a show between my show and OMF, isn't there? Who tipped you off?
Somebody, it was Curtis, who said he apologized. He said he hadn't informed me about you guys being there today. So our apologies.
It's not Curtis's fault. Your name's on the masthead.
That's
Everything
right.
is your fault.
I should take, you're right. It's a poor carpenter who blames his tools, Dale.
You or his that. Producer. Either one. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I listened intently to Tom Brady's interview. That it's appointment listening for everybody on Monday morning. He seemed relaxed, engaged, and oh, by the way, he's right. Paul Fireman's house, which is $1 million less and twice as big, has been on the market for 3 years. So
yeah, so you feel like there's nothing nefarious going on here.
No, but everybody wants, well, it depends. Does Ken think there's something nefarious? Because he pretty much thinks there's something nefarious going on with everything.
Well, he's trying to create a quarterback controversy. That's what Ken is busy doing.
I heard him. Well, it's whatever Pittsburgh radio wants him to say. You know, he kind of takes his cue from those guys and goes from there. Because believe me, in Pittsburgh, they're desperate for something to screw up the Patriots wagon.
Shouldn't read in anything.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to say the wrong thing, though. He's Tom Brady. I mean,
no, he's pretty adept at this stuff, isn't he?
Yeah. I think he did leave it open for the, you know, this is, I think, you know, if you read into it, this is a different kind of a season for him, and he wants to focus on football, but he wants to leave his options open, maybe more so than he's ever done before.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think he's going to have a contract extension done before the end of the season.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. Mike Reese put it probably best. There's a certain trust that's built up over a 20-year relationship. I think that the Kraft family trusts Brady, and Brady trusts the Kraft family. I think the lack of of using the franchise tag was a matter of trust, and maybe he'll betray that trust and take this act on the road. I don't think he wants to do that at the age of 42 and start over somewhere and, you know, play a year or two or at the most three, you know, with a whole new coaching staff and new everything. I don't think that's what he wants to do.
Tom threw a little bit of a tantrum.
Dale, some people think that this may sort of be a Tom David Price, he holds all the cards kind of moment now, but how would it behoove Tom to play or reveal all of his cards right now? Why can't he just be comfortable with where he's at and go out, focus on the season, and then knock down that next contract when it's time?
Yeah, I am one of those people who thinks that it'll be done before the season is done. And that, you know, they just couldn't come up with where it was. I think that the void years and the 3 years and $85 million, which averages 28.3 a year, is kind of where the number's going to be when all is said and done. They just couldn't get it done. I do think he gave them a timeline. And basically, I think it was along the lines of, I'm not going to Detroit unless we get something done here. And they couldn't get the whole thing done. They did the next best thing, got this year done, and then they'll move on and I think continue to work towards this thing. But God knows I could be wrong, and maybe he's going to, you know, go play for the Giants or something next year, but I don't see it.
Well, it's a beautiful day to be down there today.
I wouldn't know. We're in the basement. We're in the dungeon. we are in the bowels of this place. And they're setting up, I think, for Blake Shelton and George Strait out there. So there's, you know, big 18-wheelers and parking lots blocked off and all that stuff. The players are on the backfield, but I can't see them. James White will be in here. Daron Harmon will be in here sometime when they're done practicing. And then Bill Belichick, of course. Now, there was a lot of stuff about when he was going to, you know, join them, but it's somewhere in the vicinity of four, I'm told.
Okay.
And Dale, Bon Jovi's down there, according to Mark
Daniels. I heard Andy Hart was down the hall watching the Belichick press conference a little while ago, and John Bon Jovi, noted Giants fan John Bon Jovi, is here. Oh, so they'll play a lot of Bon Jovi
to recruit
music.
Tom, ooh.
Oh, they sent him. They sent him. He's an emissary. Is that
good,
what?
Good
that
point, Ken. Very
Ken,
good point.
Don't waste the stuff here. You got a Pittsburgh station waiting on every word that you say.
No, he does that.
This
on
is a, Dale's he, rumor. You heard him bring it up.
He does that on a New Jersey station. He doesn't waste that on the Pittsburgh station. He's going to do that.
He
on
lives in New Jersey. He's a Giants fan. He's just friends with Belichick.
Tom and I both will live in New Jersey.
I'm sure that's what he's going to say. We're here. Wiggy's here. Andy Hart's here. We'll be here from, obviously, 10 to 2. James White, Daron Harmon will join us, our first Patriots Monday of the season as well. And we will play some excerpts throughout the course of the day of your fine Tom Brady interview, because I thought he said some very interesting things in there. One of which is the wife kind of runs everything anyway.
Yes, of course. I mean, why not?
Isn't that the way it is for everybody?
I mean, how did I do on the hardball questions, Dale? I mean, I was.
I think you stymied him. I think you had him flummoxed. I think he was nervous. You know, and he was afraid that the restraining order would wear out on Fitzy before you know he could finish the interview.
Yeah, that's probably about it. All right,
You guys.
All right, enjoy it down there. It's Dale and Keefe. Without Keefe, they're coming to you from training camp. Patriots Monday continues. We're going to be back tomorrow with our old pal, Sean Thornton, in the studio.
Nice.
Thorny's Golf Tournament is today up at the Ferncroft, so we'll see everybody up there today. And then Thorny will be in here tomorrow morning. And Matt Light is going to be in here on Wednesday. So former New England Patriot Matt Light joining us in here on Wednesday. If you missed anything this morning, including the Tom Brady interview, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at weei.com. That's weei.com or via the radio.com app. And thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.